Hello, this is Try with Dread here, ready to talk all things Last Epoch Season 2, Tombs of the Erased. It launches in less than 48 hours, and we have a dude on the line who has been getting ready for it for, I kid you not, the last 9 months. Dreadman, how are you doing, and how excited are you for Season 2?
I am very excited to finally have it over. This last, 9 months have been very long and arduous. Hopefully this never happens again, for the love of God. Hopefully.
I've been watching your Discord status for the last 6 months be April 2025, and I'm like, oh, poor Dread. No. So
They dropped the news for that day one or day two of the Pee-wee 2, like when Pee-wee 2 launched.
Yeah.
I was like, what a terrible timing for me to learn about this.
But hey, man, it's so respectable. You went in and, I mean, I have your channel pulled up. You are going berserk. Not only have you been doing these full 10 out of 10 Harbinger runs on tons of builds getting ready for this launch, you're dropping all these starter guides and advice videos and breaking down all the systems. I have so much respect that you are able to sit down, talk to the microphone and just get out actually quality videos and explain all this info to people. How has the reception been to these, not even daily videos, multiple videos a day for the past week? Are people really excited? Can you feel the buzz in the comments section and everywhere across the community?
Yeah, I can feel it everywhere. Everyone's really excited. Everyone has been really enjoying the guides. I'll go look at Reddit or random Twitch chats and stuff, and I'll see my name everywhere, and I'm just like, oh wow, I guess I really did do something this time, huh?
100%. And maybe you might hate this, but I did see people talking about the support a creator thing on the Last Epoch subreddit. And I know you stream on Twitch, right? I'm sure you're going to be streaming on launch day.
It will be.
Hey guys, I'm going to sabotage myself. I'm streaming too, but this guy Dread has been putting in the absolute work for LE.
Gift your sub to Dread. Don't gift it to me. Okay. You guys, he deserves it. All right. See, I'm not even kidding you. If you want to support someone, go over to Dread, give them the sub, and then you can come back and watch me absolutely fail the entire time as I try to get through Last Epoch. What is your okay? So I've watched a few of your runs as I'm on the workday to basically through the campaign into Harbingers. What is your secret to just doing it so easily? You make it look smooth as all hell, and when I get in game. I mean, I even had this struggle in POE, which I've played many times in the past 6 years. I just can't get this stuff down. Is there any secret sauce to your success going through and doing this?
It's because I've been playing for the last 4 years. That helps, definitely. You know, it's the same thing with POE. You have a new person playing POE, right? POE 1. Oh, wow, this campaign, it takes so long. It's you watch Tai Tai finish it in hours at most. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's just knowing exactly what you need. It's more of a knowledge thing, to be honest. Knowing exactly what kind of skills scale really hard early on and which don't. That's the biggest thing is knowing which skills actually do damage early, unfortunately, because not every skill is good. And I've done a very large amount of these runs that don't even make it to YouTube, mainly just because they just don't meet my expectations. So I have been doing a lot more work behind the scenes than you guys have even seen. I've literally over the past 9 months, that's literally all I've been doing is playing the game. That is literally all I've been doing every day. I'll wake up, play the game. I took a break when Pee-wee 2 dropped, but other than that, I've been working.
Wow. Dang. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about Pee-wee 2 later, but thank you for mentioning that, because I think a lot of the people who are going to end up watching this pod, either the VOD right before Ellie comes out or maybe a little bit after, are Path of Exile 2 players. That's the majority audience of my channel, but I'm really advocating for them to give LE a go, regardless of whether they like Pee-wee 2, they're not liking the state it's in. Just giving this game a chance, I think, is a very good idea. It's a buy once, play forever game. The devs are really into it. It has a passionate community. And like you said,
there's just so many different ways to play it. Now, speaking on that, say we've got a PoE 2 player who's hopping in the Last Epoch or Tombs of the Erased. Do you have like a short list? Maybe this is a good video idea. A short list of the trap skills that, oh my gosh, you pick this skill, you are going to have the worst time in the campaign. Please just try to make it work later in the game, but not at level 10 or 20 or whenever.
I actually do one month.
Oh, well, there we go.
It was like a month ago, I think. One second.
Crap. Well, then I'm going to link it in the description to this podcast, guys.
6-hour video where I talked about all the skills that need to be buffed.
Oh, my God. I remember seeing that one, dude. That's a lot of skills.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Here it is. A 3-hour video talking about every single skill in the game except for Sentinel and Falconer, because I don't like Falconer.
Wait. Wait a second. I thought Falconer is the most busted leveling class. Why do you not like Falconer, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I just... So...
Is there a history?
No, it's because I've been playing the game for a very long time now, for the past, like, 4 years at this point. There are, like... I can feel when something feels like it belongs in the game, and Falconer isn't currently hitting that. Like, for instance, when they added Rune Master, that felt very Last Epoch. When they added Warlock, that felt pretty good. But when they added Falconer, a good example, it feels kind of like a fan fiction. It feels like this is like what I would want a build in Last Epoch to be like. I know it sounds weird, but it just seems like someone was like, okay, I want to play a minion build. All right. But minion builds do no damage. Well, what if we just made it do infinite damage? And then they did that. Oh, but my minion keeps dying. Oh, it's fine. What if we like made it like not like completely invulnerable, which they did. They made it completely invulnerable. Oh, minion builds have no AoE. Oh, what if we give it skills to give it AoE? Oh, we did that. Oh, well, my character's squishy because like I'm playing a minion build and I'm investing in minion stats. How do we? Oh, wait. Oh, we'll just make the character immortal too because it's a rogue. Oh, look at that. And it just feels like a long list of just, it just feels like someone's fan fiction of how to play Last Epoch, in my opinion, because there's no checks and balances. The class feels like it's essentially, before this patch, it felt like it was just in alpha testing, not even beta or early access or anything. It just felt like they just got finished with it when it released in 1.0.
I can tell that, especially in the last few patches, like it was beyond busted. I remember the first Aberroth kill, was it a Falconer? And they literally just ran in circles the entire time, barely engaging. It was like a bleed kill or something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all fine now. It's all fine now.
Like, well, that's good.
Nerfs and stuff. Like it's a lot better now, but it definitely felt like it needed some more time to cook.
Okay. Yeah. Like, they were just trying to get Warlock and Falconer out for that big launch, so they had the complete set and everything. Now it's in a good state.
Yeah.
That's cool. Exactly. Do you think that there's going to be, and I know that the patch isn't out yet, so there's no real testing being done. Do you think there's going to be any, or can you predict any outliers, like just reading the patch notes
outliers?
And kind of the tea leaves? Like, do you know if any classes are just going to be beyond busted? Like, I keep seeing people talking about, is it Lightning Javelin, you know, going from Lightning Spear in PoE 2 to Lightning Spear in Last Epoch.
Well, right now, well, there was a unique teased in the trailer called Mana Guide, and it was an amulet, and essentially it allows you to channel focus while also moving at the same time, and the stats on it were just utterly absurd, and everyone on my Discord, and me including, were just like, oh, yeah, this is stupid. Like, if it enters this game, like, it's going to ruin the whole patch. And thankfully, oh my goodness, they actually nerfed the crap out of it to the point where, now it'll just be strong instead of ruining the whole patch.
Good.
They've had a few times where they've had builds that just ruin an entire patch. Like, for instance, I'm sure you're well aware of, like, when you could get, like, 40,000 ward as, like, Sentinel. Yep. Or a Warlock. Yep. Like, those builds are patch ruining. I know EHG doesn't think of it that way, but in my opinion, like, those are the kinds of things that ruin patches, like spirit born levels of like threats.
Oh, right? Yeah. Right. Now, I can't recall. Are they against doing mid-league nerfs and balance patches? I know they had a community poll on that. Did they decide against doing any changes if there are any extreme outliers? It sounds like they may have.
They did, yes. As long as it isn't bugged. If it's bugged or it's causing the servers to die, they will make changes, but they decided not to, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
As long as you're not updating once every 9 months, I think it would be fine.
Yeah. Do you have the confidence in them? You know, they sound pretty damn confident, and I feel like they wouldn't talk such a big game now that they're in this scene where, one, their big competitors, GGG, are trying to be very transparent, and then there's Blizzard, I feel like, that are on the polar opposite end, and everything is kind of smokes and mirrors, or it's just like the same content being released again. Do you think that they would talk that, 3 to 4 months, totally, and then it's actually going to be like another 6 to 9 months before the next patch? I feel like at least the next patch, they've got to get it right.
They said they're working on it. They said they're already working on it, and it's already all the way through for the most part, so that's cool. But in my opinion on that is, I think as people who play the game and watch Twitch and, you know, watch guides on YouTube and stuff like that, I think we kind of forget that, like, we are the minority of people who play the game and enjoy it. I think that, like, for us, that kind of build would ruin the patch for us. But the thing is, it's like, I don't think it matters to your common man, if that makes sense. Like, a good example, Last Epoch's launch had 250,000 people playing. Like, do you really think that more than 80% of them are people who, like, didn't just load up the game and just played it? Like, I feel like as though there's a lot of people that just play the video game and don't really consume content. So I really do think that, like, this is kind of like a microcosm. And that's, like, why they're so confident, is because, like, you know, like, obviously we're going to rant and rave about Falconer being busted, but to your random person on, like, your random person who's just playing the video game, I don't think it matters that much.
Especially with Last Epoch system. I can really attest to that. I feel like more so than in any other ARPG or just build-based game I've played, you know, even MMOs and the like, Neverwinter Nights way back when, Baldur's Gate, I got to a point where I wanted to, like, look up builds to make sure I was doing it right, because the time cost to restart was so high. In this game, I don't feel like that's there. I feel like I can just basically restart at any time. The worst thing in Last Epoch, and correct me if I'm wrong because I'm kind of a Last Epoch noob, is, like, re-gearing, kind of. Once you want to swap to something else, like the skills, fine, passives, fine. It's just like swapping around gear that sometimes is a little tough for at least, like, a newer player like myself.
You have to be premeditated when you do that. Yeah. You have to know, like, you have to know what you're looking for beforehand. Yeah. I've had a few runs get ruined because I was, like, too busy talking to chat and I wasn't paying attention to, like, picking up items I needed to do the respec.
Yeah. Building on what the skills to avoid discussion, something else that I've been, you know, consuming as a, you know, the avid consumer I am, there's a lot of people saying, so the best thing to do here is to level up as this mastery and then swap to this one in, you know, once you hit X level, essentially. Level as a Falconer and swap to, Marksman, right? I think that's one that I've seen a lot of. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you would suggest players actually do, or is the cost going to be too tremendous to actually do that? Because I think the numbers we were saying were, like, what, 500,000 at, I don't know, is it like early end game-ish level? Level 70? Like, is that feasible, or would you recommend players to just, you know, if they have a mastery in mind that they want to play, they just grin and bear through it?
All right. So to answer your question on that, this will probably be talked about more later in this interview, but essentially, when it comes to guides, people don't understand this part.
Yeah.
The reason why someone looks up a guide isn't because they're incapable of doing said content. Mm. Like, I'm not looking up a guide to, like, screw in a light bulb because I don't know how to do it, or, like, I'm not good at doing it, or I'm incapable of doing it. I'm doing it because I'm trying to save time, right? No one wants to, like, look up a guide because they literally can't do the content. They're looking up a guide because they want to save time, right? Like a good example here is like with like leveling guides and stuff like that. People are looking them up because they want to expedite their process because everyone doesn't have like a bunch of time to learn how to level properly in the video game when leveling is like 1% of your entire playthrough if you're like playing a bunch, right? And this applies the same thing. So like if you want to go fast, I would suggest looking up a guide and doing the mastery specs and everything. Like playing any acolyte that isn't a warlock right now for leveling that isn't Chthonic Fissure is like completely and utterly trolling. Even if you want to play like, let's say, a necromancer with minions, play Chthonic Fissure. Oh, you want to play a lich? Play Chthonic Fissure. Oh, you want to play like Soul Feast later on because it looks cool? Play Chthonic Fissure for the first 40 levels. Unfortunately, the game isn't balanced enough in the early game for it, there to be a lot of different ways of playing. But the thing is, you can play those ways. You can play Vengeance Crit all the way through the campaign. It's just going to take you longer to do so. It's not like as if it's incapable of happening. It just takes longer. And I think that's like a big distinction that a lot of people forget, that you're not incapable of doing it. Like all these builds aren't incapable of doing the campaign. It's just like they take longer.
Right. I definitely understand that. I, for example, last season went Spellblade and instead of leveling with like a sorcerer and what is it? Is it Glacier?
Oh no. Oh no.
It was rough.
You cut out for a moment.
Oh my gosh, dude. What is going on? Now. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, no. Okay, I think cursed. It's fine now. We can't talk about Last Epoch, bro. This is crazy. I see myself freezing.
Okay, so I was playing Spearfield the other day, and it was pretty good. I was enjoying it, but I didn't have enough time to play. So I'm just trying to not talk about Last Epoch so it doesn't crash again.
Yeah. I was going to say, is there Spearfield in Last Epoch?
I wish. It looks sick.
So Grinding Gear Games, Path of Exile 2, PoE 2, PoE 2, Twitch,
Diablo 4.
Diablo 4, Blizzard.
David Brevik.
Good.
David Brevik. Hey, hey.
Great. Okay, Diablo 2. This is even better. Twitch is going to love us. What else does Twitch like? Overwatch. Marvel Rivals.
Hot Tub Streams.
Okay. Hey. I think I just went up by like 100p, dude, when I said Hot Tub Streams.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Beautiful.
That's good.
Yeah, got to get that detail in.
Okay. I think we're back again. I'm so sorry. I have never had this happen, Dread. I'm not sure what's happening with my I'll have to check in and make sure everything's set up properly.
But yeah, that's my opinion on it. Is I think people think that guides mean that like I'm incapable of doing it. No, it's just meant to expedite the process. Because like a good example here, I had a lot of people complain on the Harbinger video because I made a video talking about my Harbinger experience and all that.
Yeah.
And there are a few people that are complaining. They're like, "Hey, wow. Like, so you're telling me I should play a good build?" Because in the beginning, I talked about the kinds of builds that, like, will do well in the rush to 10 out of 10 Harbingers and stuff like that. And, well, they're like, "Oh, like, I don't want to, like, follow meta stuff. I don't want to do that." And I'm just like, well, I have spent the last 6 months working on it. Now, either you can watch an hour-long video of me condensing 6 hours of knowledge into it, or I don't know, a crazy thing, you could just play. I don't know. I never thought of doing that before. You could just play it yourself. It's like, it's kind of a crazy like topic, right? Like, I don't know. Ooh, playing the actual video game. It's crazy.
Okay. this opens up like an interesting can of worms that I saw being discussed earlier today, I think on Discord. People talking about how when new players hop into a new game, one of the first things they do, like while they're downloading it, is they'll look up a guide or best beginner build or best guide to the game. Are you I think I know the answer, but I'll ask anyway. Are you you download a game and you go in and you try to figure out the game, and only if you get stuck and cannot progress any further, then you look up some form of assistance? Or is it the opposite? Are you kind of like, "Oh, I want to save time," or "I just want to be as prepared as possible"? Like, I get that sort of stuff in real life. Like, if I'm going to, I don't know, change a tire, which I I've only had to do once. I will look up a video before I change the tire and or follow it along while changing the tire. But if I am going to like play a video game, I will never go and look up a guide to the video game before I sit down and play it. I want to experience it for myself the first time, ideally, right? How do you feel about that?
So I legitimately think just it's just based on how much time you have.
Yeah.
Like if I have an hour to play a video game every night because like I work like a lot, like I'm going to go look up a guide to get to the point where I can enjoy the game like everyone else is doing. Because like for a good example in PoE, you don't really start the game until you get to maps. Like obviously, you know, leveling's cool and all, but like you really don't start the game until you get to maps, right? And when a new player sees that, they see everyone enjoying maps, and then everyone tells them that's like where the game starts and all that, and that's where everything is like enjoyable and all that, they're gonna look up a guide to get through the campaign as quickly as possible because they view that as like a roadblock to their enjoyment. And it's the same thing with like other games, right? Like MMOs have this too, where like, oh, like I need to level my character all the way to 70 or buy a WoW token before I can play and enjoy the video game, the end game with my friends, right? Stuff like that. Like, oh, I need to grind some ranks on Marvel Rivals before I can play with my friends. Otherwise, I'm trolling them, right? So I'm going to look up a guide so I can enjoy them. So it's just pretty much like being in the know is the enjoyable part for most people. So whatever they need to do to get into the know, they'll do. Like it doesn't matter what they'll do, like they'll do whatever they need to do.
Right. Okay, we've got some interesting beginner questions I'd like to ask piggybacking off that. So Last Epoch notoriously already has the ability to skip parts of the campaign during your very first playthrough. For new players who might be hopping into LE for the first time, do you suggest they go for that full campaign experience into Monolith? Or do you advise them to begin monolithing earlier on? What do you think?
I think you should just play the whole campaign at least once. A good example, I've been playing the game for 4 years, but I've only killed Majasa twice.
What?
Ever. Well, what? I never get to that point. I don't need to. Because you get to 40 and you can go into endgame.
Wow. Really? I love the Majasa fight. Is that weird of me?
Oh, I think it's great too. No, I think it's great. It's just the problem is like in PoE, you're locked out of maps until you kill Katava, but Majasa doesn't lock anything other than a measly +1 to all, which is only relevant if you're playing with red rings and stuff like that. And the campaign skips themselves, they're not really that efficient at all. Like, you can get to the tree man, you know, the tree man, the big tree avalanche dude.
Yep.
That is like the farthest you have to be in the game to get all of your idle slots and passive points, which are the more important part out of everything. Like, boy, +1 to attributes is great. You know, and that's all you got to go. And none of the campaign skips help you because, you know, like you need your idle slots and your passive points, and the campaign skips, they just skip through all of that. They don't, they like, now you get like +1 passive point and 2 idols. Like, I'll be honest right now, the campaign skips are completely non-functional for the most part. The only time I use a campaign skip now is when I get through monos and I use a temporal sanctum key to kill Jirla real quick and then go unlock my faction. That is the only time I use campaign skips currently.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a weird. I just always play through the campaign, and I always try to kill Majasa before going into Monolith. The four times I've played. Yeah,
I think it's fun.
The Majasa fight is like it's the gateway for me into Monolith. Like I feel I need to kill this boss. Oh my! The first time I phased her, dude. Oh my! That they did well on that. I did not see that coming at all.
Yeah, I really enjoy her, and I enjoy it. Good thing we're getting like a version of her in
true.
Yep. The Monolith and stuff like that next patch. Yep. But my problem with it is like, if you don't, like, unfortunately, everyone mostly are power gamers. That's why we're playing RPGs, right?
Yep.
And if you don't lock the power behind the campaign, people aren't going to do it. Like, a good example is like, imagine with D4 and you have all the Lilith statues. If the Lilith statues didn't give you anything, why would anyone do it? It's awful. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like the same thing with Pee-wee. Like, imagine, I remember back in the day, you used to be able to go into maps earlier than Katava back in the day in Pee-wee, and some people would skip Katava because the resistances and stuff like that. But then they forced you to do Katava, and I think that's healthier. I don't like the current state where I skip the like half of the campaign because like I'm not incentivized pointless. To do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I really don't like that currently.
Hey, maybe they're just waiting until they get the full campaign in there, man. Which, yeah, there's more acts. That. Is that what you think might be going on? Or, man, if there's more acts, that's going to be a long-ass campaign. Oh, yeah, my God.
I think there's going to be three more acts currently. I believe there's going to be three more acts.
Wow.
We're waiting on it.
Yeah, and we're getting the freaking, is it the Primordial Era? That's my favorite terrain set currently in LE. I love that. So
I love the dinosaurs.
Yeah, the dinosaurs are the best. Dinosaurs are great. So, oh, that'll be interesting. A lot of the woven echoes seem like they might be hinting toward that. Like during my chat with Carv and all them, they went into this echo that's an island and it's like a giant turtle or something. And there's a sea beast swirling around. That seemed very like mythical age to me. And that was exciting. That looked really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they do. Like I said, I just hope that they eventually give us an actual reason to do the campaign. Right. Like, my opinion on this, what I think would be cool, is when you kill the gods in the campaign, when you kill, like, Lagan, well, not kill, but, like, you kill him or whatever, you get his blessings.
Subdue him, yeah, yeah.
You should, like, get a blessing, like, in Monos. Maybe it's a small blessing. It's like, oh, 15% increased lightning damage or something like that. Or you like choose between them. Mm-hmm. It's like a baby blessing. Or they're just more interesting blessings. Stuff like that. Like +8 to an attribute when you kill Lagan in the big and then when Majasa you get +1 to all and all that. That would be cool. Like I think that would be cool. That would give you an actual reason to go do it and then use the campaign skips and everything. But right now you're just not incentivized.
Yeah. Yeah, they really didn't focus on the campaign for Tombs of the Erased, and they instead decided to focus on Endgame, man. Are you excited? I'm sure you're excited. What one or two systems are you most excited for in Tombs of the Erased that are happening around the Endgame of LE? Because personally, that's where I bounced before. I just wasn't, you know, enveloped in the Endgame loop, and I'm the opposite of you, actually, Dread. Like, I play one character, and I just try to hone that one character for like an entire season and try to push them through Endgame as best I can. And if I'm not addicted, let's not beat around the bush. If I don't get addicted to it, then I'm probably going to bounce pretty early. And from what it looks like, I don't think I'll be bouncing too fast. There's a lot of stuff in there. What are you looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to having something to break the monotony of Monos, whether that be placing Woven Echoes and doing them, or going into Tombs. I'm really excited to just rush Tombs. And I like the idea of being able to choose what kind of content I'm doing and just focus on that, kind of like Pee-wee 1's Atlas Tree, right?
Yep.
Like, I've been messing around with the Weaver Tree and stuff, and I'm really excited to see, like, there's, like, more than one way of playing it, which I'm excited for. Being able to just go into Tombs is going to be fun. I like that idea because, like, it just gives me something to focus on when I'm just grinding like I am normally, which I think is great.
Right. And they're procedurally generated, so they should be a little bit more randomized than the current set of echoes. I wonder how that's going to feel with LE. They seem pretty, like, especially Ross, the creative director, he seems to really be hyping out this procedural generation. I'm curious to see how that's going to look and feel.
Yeah, I'm excited to do some tomb robbing. I'm excited to go full Indiana Jones on it. It's be great.
I've had a few people ask this in the chat, and I'm just curious. Are you going into this blind? I presume you are. You weren't in the closed alpha or anything for this, were you?
So I was in. I am in the closed testing, but for a very specific reason.
Oh,
that I can't disclose. And oh, I did my due diligence to not like spoil myself on purpose.
Yeah,
like pretty much I know as much as you guys do at this point. I literally know, like, literally you can go read the patch notes. I know as much as you guys do. I didn't do anything So I literally don't know. I don't like spoiling myself. I'm only in there like because I want to help out like with a project or something. So like mm-hmm. once that like is done, like I'm out or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't like spoiling myself.
It's the magic. It's like the day one, week one, you know, who knows, month one magic where you're still finding out new stuff that's in the patch, right? For the first time. Like that's one of the things that, how do you feel about them like sharing all the uniques before the game comes out?
All the uniques?
Didn't they do that? Did they share like all the new uniques in the game and like what the stats were?
Well, they didn't share them.
They didn't.
But okay. the data mining.
Data mining,
well,
dude.
The planners and stuff. They got
them. Darn planners. Yeah.
Yeah. I did not touch Uber Aberrant at all. I can tell you that much right now. I did not touch anything.
Are you racing, dude? Are you doing the race?
No, I can't. Can't.
Oh yeah, you can't because you run close. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Dang. Yeah,
I didn't. Yep. I wouldn't want to anyways because I'm not like I don't play hardcore much mainly because it's very antithetical to like what I do on YouTube. Like,
right.
Oh boy, I'm gonna be working on this guy. Oh, I died. Oh, time to wait a week. Oh, I'm gonna be working on this. Oh, I died, but I'm gonna wait a week. That'd be awful.
True. Very true. Yeah, I'm trying to do hardcore in PeeWee too, and it is rough, man. Oh my gosh. You got to have a lot of like patience and then I feel like extra time, especially if you're doing the projects like you do with a lot of new characters. Oh, it's an endurance thing.
it's a time investment thing for sure.
But sorry to going back to like releasing that data early. Are you more of a fan of like the mysticism and experiencing and seeing people like post, "Oh wow, I found this brand new unique. It's the first one to drop. How can we build something cool off this?" versus, okay, we're going to have this unique already in the pool. We know what some build options are. Let's theory craft away before the patch drops.
So I'm a nerd, so always getting to like see everything beforehand is like good for me I like the hype cycle, you know, like the hype cycle before a patch. Like I find it the most enjoyable is having the hype cycle before the patch and then playing it because like I'm going to be playing this patch for a decent amount of time, hopefully not a super long time, hopefully, right?
Not 9 months.
hopefully, right? So like, what's the point in rushing when like you can just go like a little bit slower? Obviously, you know, would it be technically the correct thing for me to do from a business side and a financial side to take it more seriously? Yeah. But I do this because I enjoy it, not because if I make money, like I do this because I have fun with it. Because like if I did it for money, I wouldn't be playing Last Epoch. I wouldn't be playing Last Epoch. I wouldn't be delaying video games on YouTube. You know how bad video game videos do for CTR and all that. Like they're awful. Like
not the all that. Not the Dread celebrity video arc. Oh, please, let's not do
They're
that.
Awful. It's
oh,
awful.
Let's.
Yeah, if I was doing this for money, I would be playing Fortnite. Let's be real.
Yeah. Oh. Oh yeah. Let's totally. Not. Totally. Let's not. No, but I totally get you, and it shows through. Like I said, on your content, I mean, you are freaking consistent. You gotta love doing what you're doing. And how did you decide to like? How did you actually decide to hop into this, man? Like the consistency, just the dedication, just the enjoyment of LE. What makes LE and your style of content creation stand out above like all other games for you? Like, is there one thing that you can boil it down to, or is it a variety of things that capture you for this specific ARPG? Because you said you've been playing it for 4 years, yeah?
Yeah, it was entirely on accident.
Oh, okay.
Literally on accident. So what happened was I just got out of the service. I met my girlfriend, now wife, and I was like working full time, some really shitty like college town jobs, right? I was getting kind of abused work wise. Like I was like working like 36 hours in hotels and stuff like that because I wanted the money. And I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I was like, oh, you know, video editing sounds pretty cool. Let me try that. That sounds fun. I've never done creative work. I was like, okay, all right. So I need something to edit so that I can test editing. What am I going to do? I'm like, oh, wait, I'm playing a video game. I could just make videos like that. And that game just happened to be Last Epoch. And then I just kept posting. I was like, okay, I'm editing anyways. And then everyone's like, oh, I like your Last Epoch stuff. Keep posting. And I kept going. And over the past few years, it's just up, like, kind of like was like a rolling stone. It just rolled down the hill. And now where we're at, over the last year or so, I've been taking this significantly more seriously than I ever have. And it's been amazing so far.
Yeah, that's phenomenal, dude. Yeah, you just hit 30K subs. Congratulations. That's a big milestone. And you, did you start doing video editing professionally too and keep doing this on the side?
So I actually, I work for other people. Like I work with clients.
Yeah.
On the side for editing and stuff like that. Like
okay.
my real passion is editing. And like whenever I'm like editing videos and stuff like that, I really enjoy that. Whenever I get to like flex my editing muscles, it's great. But
I feel like you did that recently, Dredd. Was it the Last Epoch POE2 drama video?
I made that as a joke.
Yes, I remember. I was like, shit. This is the most shit post Dredd video I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I have so a good history of making shit posts. Like a good example here recently, so this is just a personal thing.
Yeah,
I hate tier lists. I think they're dumb. They're stupid. And without context, they make no sense. But I get everyone ask me, hey, can you make a tier list? Builds Dredd? Can you do that? So, and unfortunately, because when you do YouTube, you know how like you have that feeling where you're going to post a video and you know it's going to go well, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter the effort you put into it. Because of that, I have had this little side game I've been playing where if I know a video, like a tier list video, is going to do well, I'm going to make it almost as unwatchable as possible on purpose just to see if like what I can do, the kinds of bullshit I can put people through so that, because like if they want to get the information, because unfortunately we are living in the digital age. And, you know, POB grabbers are a mass. They're everywhere, right? So just literally torturing them has been one of my favorite pastimes over the past, like, few weeks or, like, months and years. Like, it's really enjoyable to, like, make a tier list video every single patch and make it the fattest shit post I've ever made. And I absolutely love it. It's such a good, like, side thing to do. And everyone gets so angry and annoyed, like a good 10% of them get angry and annoyed, and the other 90% realize it's a shit post, and it's just amazing.
Oh, I love beautiful it so much. All right, watch out for the tier list video for Tombs of the Erased from Dredd, guys. It's gonna be good.
I already made that one.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, it was like a week ago, man.
How did you already make? You posted so many videos, dude. I think I catch most of them. Well, it was a tier list
of all the Zero to Hero builds, right?
Zero to Hero builds, yep. Okay. Yeah. All right. There's going to be another one for all the builds that you play through for the patch. And on those builds, are you planning to do kind of the same sort of path with the 10 out of 10 Harbingers? Or are you going to try to push them to a new goal like Uber Abbey or something like that?
So I have a plan. Unfortunately, there's been this kind of like tug and pull of late that I've experienced, whether if I make my stuff more new player friendly, like with the Zero to Hero builds, people think I'm bad at the game or something because I'm not doing like the end game content. And like the reason I'm doing it is because I'm trying to make new player friendly content to get more people into the game, right? Because of that, like I've been doing for the last 6 months, I haven't been like pushing corruption or anything like that because like I've been making new player content. And then the other way around, where I push endgame content and then people complain about the gear on my characters, that happens all the time. And I think I have found a solution to the problem where what I do is I'm going to level a character and do a 10 out of 10 Harbinger run solo character found with the character. Then I'm going to take that character and move it over to trade. And then make another build that is like more of a min-max version of it. Either it's that version of that build or it's just a different build. And then I'm going to rotate. I'm going to play like solo self-on run for the new player peoples, right? For the new players. Because most of the people that watch the Zero to Hero runs, they're the kind of people that only get to that content. They don't like go farther than that. They just sit there. and or like that's why I've noticed it does so well, is because right. people can relate to it, because they don't push 1,000 corruption, they don't push 2,000, they just like the day one stuff and all that.
Guilty,
right?
Guilty.
Yeah. No, it's just like, that's just how it is. It's like literally just like, it's not wrong or anything. Like it's right. just how people act. Right. And then the other side of it is just like, well, I want to be able to like play the min-max stuff and all that too, because like, I want to be like, hey, like I know what I'm doing. I know how to play the game. I just, it's just of late, I've just been focusing on the new player experience so much, is because like, I want them to join the game and enjoy it. Like I want right. more people to enjoy the game.
Yeah, dude. Like, it is such a golden opportunity too. I feel like 11th hour games for a few weeks there, we thought, oh my gosh, this is the worst case scenario. And now I feel like it's the best case scenario. I swear. It's kind of flip flop. Yeah, seriously.
The monkey's paw curls.
Yes. The monkey's paw curls. So here, I may have missed the video or the prediction in one of your videos. What do you think the peak is going to be for the patch? Do you think we're gonna get to launch numbers? Do you think it's going to be like a respectable like 60-70% of that? Do you think we'll beat it? What do you think?
So unfortunately, because the PoE 2 patch is still going, I think 100. If it's over 100K, I'll be ecstatic. Now,
okay.
The difference, though, is it'll be at 100K, but it'll stay high for longer, because there's nothing right. that's coming up in the near future other than like the rumored PoE 1 patch in May or whatever, or late May, if that even comes.
You mean May 2026, right? Right? What are you talking about? What?
May 2026. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
You like, got a while.
Whenever that comes. Yeah. And like, okay. there's nothing in its way. Like, there's a D4 right. patch, but people only play that for one evening anyways. Mm-hmm. Dude, I swear to God, I'll see like 200,000 people watching and playing D4. And then I'll go take a nap and I'll wake up. There's like 2,000 people playing it. It's really funny. I love it every time. It's like
they've got a 10-year like, plan, Dreadful. All right. Come on.
10-year plan.
Come on. They got a 10-year plan for D4. Okay.
And then like there's the TLI season coming out on the same day as like LE. Because, you know, because of course, like, people are totally hyped to play TLI right now. Trust me, they're not.
I saw they went all in with the what do we call that, the booba, I think that's what internet people call it.
More like the new season. Oh more like the pay to win, man.
I think I'll be playing Ellie on the 17th, and you're 100K. I feel like there'll be a little bit more. There's so much hype behind it. Am I buying into people?
No, I am just keeping my expectations low.
See, you're smart. You're not like me. On purpose. See? Yeah.
Like I'm doing it on purpose, because like if it's more than 100K, I'll be really happy. Like I'll be honest, at this point, I don't even care about this patch. Like at this point, I don't care. You know what I care about? If we get a new patch in the next 3 months. That's what I fucking True. Care about. like I don't care about this one. We're good on this one now. I care about the next one, because that's what matters more to me. Mm-hmm. Because holy crap,
consistency, man. If they can get that down, wherein I think all the other ARPG studios are very inconsistent right now. Huge boon. Crip was right all the way back when he told GGG to have a consistent patch schedule. Like, you know, do 3 months, guys. Stop doing this 2 month, 6 month, 8 month, 2 month, 4 month. Just do every 3 months and people will love you. They'll add you to their rotation. They'll play EHG, golden opportunity again. I really think so. So I think
you're
right.
Listen to the vegan man. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think you're right. 1.3 is going to be pretty big, especially if they can also add some just like, man, what the hell else are they going to add? They're adding so many things with this patch. It's crazy. I know that they
dinosaurs.
They have, right. It's dinos, dude. Dinos.
It's the Jurassic Park patch.
Primordial weapons. Is it, like, they already do have kind of a roadmap of
the
ideas.
Saw the roadmap, yeah. Well, it's a new roadmap. But I don't know if you saw the roadmap, but, like, it's like, Like, it's dinosaurs. It's Let's primordial hunts. We're going to hunt dinosaurs.
Freaking go. Got to be like, a triceratops.
We're doing
in
Indiana
there.
Jones here, this patch, next patch. We're like, we're going to Jurassic Park, baby.
They're just going in.
They're adding skill sigils next patch, too.
Do we know anything about those?
So from the actual, so this is very loose, mind you. From the image, from the teaser, the idea is it's like a socketable item to your skill, and it will add like a new branch to your skill tree.
Ooh.
And it gives them a way of giving unique ways of playing skills and conversions. Like, let's say there is one that turns Glacier into a physical skill or something, like a rock skill. Obviously, that has no business being in the normal Glacier tree because it doesn't feel like as though it fits there. Right. But as a skill sigil you can get later on, yeah, exactly, like stuff like that, right? And
that's cool.
I'm excited for that, at least from what we've seen from the images and stuff like that. Like, obviously, I could be like, it could be like talking ass. I don't know.
No, that's badass. That's like, that's, I feel like them iterating on the ARPG genre and innovating, kind of like the, it's not, I know this is going to be the wrong word, but the imprinting of an item in the Weaver tree to make that item drop. Like, that's such a novel, cool idea. You know, this is kind of like cluster jewels from PoE 1 and extending the passive skill tree, but on your actual skills. That's awesome. That's a really cool idea.
I can see it being very fun if they go about it right.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. This is a spicy question. And it's, maybe it shouldn't be. If you could recommend one starter build for people, what would it be, Dredd? You've played so many. You've seen the patch notes.
Out of all of them?
I've seen like 3 build videos from you today. Yeah. What do you think you would recommend to players?
I would recommend the Infernal Shade Chthonic Warlock, the Bagel Lock.
Oh.
That is probably one of the, like, in terms of just pure entertainment. Okay. That is the most entertaining. It was from a month ago. The idea is you're playing a warlock. And because the way Warlock works, there's a lot of generic ailment chance in the tree, but you don't have that much ways of like investing into each ailment properly. So you just go all out and you just throw everything at the wall. You just do every single ailment and you just scale generic damage over time, and you abuse Infernal Shade, like Infernal Shade's like gigantic more damage modifiers to scale it even further.
Yeah,
and you just do that, and it works really well. Turns out. It works so well that even when I posted the video, I remember this because it was like kind of annoying. Someone was like, "Oh wow, it looks like EHG made this build for you." It was really funny. I thought that was entertaining. I love that one.
Everything was there. Oh my. Okay, yeah. And you think that's good for new players and returning players?
Oh yeah, they're gonna like play it, and they're gonna see how much damage they're doing, and they're gonna like enjoy it. It was a fun ride all the way through, and you get to play a good leveling skill instead of a bad one. That's okay. Good. Like it was good all the way through, and like I can recommend it 100% to every Bagel Lock.
Lit. We have a cool build question from the chat that I'd love to get your thoughts on, being a theory crafter. Somebody asked, when do you understand a build will work while theory crafting? Like, when is the click moment? Do you have that? It's in action with Ellie.
There's a lot of other people that can like do the math and stuff like that. That I have, like, I have a cabal of people who like will do the math for me if I need them to. But the way I put it, the way I do it, the way I go about it is, I just play, like. If it's bad, I'll know in like an hour. If it's good, okay. I'll just play it all the way through. But if it's bad, I'll know. I've done enough runs at this point where I can literally watch you kill A-bomb and I can tell you how healthy your character is. Like the first boss in the monolith, like I can literally watch you and be like, oh yeah, this build shit.
Yeah. That'd probably be my, what the hell did I do, dude?
He moved? You gotta re-roll, man.
He moved, dude. He moved a few times, dude. Oh, it was Shatter right Strike, and I was running out of mana. Oh my god. Oh. It was bad.
Gotta use mana strike.
I know that I know.
It's funny, Shatter Strike has some of the highest DPS of the game. It's just it's pigeonholed into using mana strike.
Yep. I should have done that. I think people were recommending that and I was just too stubborn, you know.
It's unfortunate that there's no other way of going about it currently. I do agree they could expand those options, but Spellblade's one of those classes where it's just like a problem child because it's sandwiched in between two like spell classes. Right. And it doesn't have that much like support for melee and all that. Well, like you play like a Sentinel, all three of them are melee focused. Like obviously they'll have spells and all that, but like they work with each other. Like Sorcerer and Rune Master, they work well with each other, but Spellblade's like the redheaded stepchild. Like it's not like the correct thing. Like it's like
The fantasy super appealed to me. And there's one other fantasy that no other ARPG has been able to fulfill. And I'm sorry, but I hate your build that you posted that involves it. The Tornado Bear. I just can't play it. It's too messy. But I'm going to ask you, do you think that there's any other viable path for a werebear style build that doesn't involve lots of whirlwinds? You think?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few. Well, they buffed Maelstrom. Okay. That's the first thing. So you can play Cold Dot Werebear again, hopefully. Okay. I will be playing it. I will try it. We'll see if it's trash or still or not. You can play Maul Werebear with the Shattered Lance set with the health regen stacking. You can convert your Maul into Cold now with the new unique weapon, and you can do like decent damage with that. It'll be very tanky. I don't know how much damage it'll do in the end game, but like with all the power creep and stuff, it looks like it'll be fine. Now EQ Bear, no, I wouldn't play that right now. They nerfed the crap out of Earthquake. So I would not play that build. Other than that, there's Vine Bear. Vine Bear looks kind of fine, but I would kind of wait until they like actually do a pass on minions because like I don't want to get started on minions, but they're not in the best spot right now.
Okay.
The fact that like the best minion build ever requires you to unequip all your items, equip another set of items, summon your minions, then unequip your items, and then equip a new set of items to be able to just function in endgame is not very healthy for the game's future, and I hope that they fix that.
That sounds rough. That sounds rough.
If you don't know, that's minion snapshotting.
Yeah, that does not sound good.
And you don't do that, they're squishy bitches.
Right. Hey, well, that's a common thing that Last Epoch seems to have with PoE2. And what a smooth transition. Oh. Dread, what did you think about PoE2? Give me a raw, unfiltered thoughts. Go in. Go off, King.
I like it a lot more than other people do. I can tell you that right now. Like, I'm not, like, a hater. Like, I played the game and I enjoyed it. But that's because, well, first things off, I've been playing PoE since I'm 16. Like, people don't know this much about me. But, like, I do still play PoE and I really enjoy it. And, like it's still like one of my favorite games of all time, like obviously, right? Even to this day. And whenever I play PoE, like I still enjoy it and I still play it. And PoE 2 is the same thing where it's just the same of the same. And I really enjoy it. Now, of course, other people don't, and that's fine. But of late, like season one, I felt really good. It felt really good. Although this season, I want to play it. I just don't have time to. But I really enjoy PoE 2. I know it's crazy, but I think the problem is there's a lot of people that play PoE 1 that are playing PoE 2 and they don't vibe with the things that PoE 2 are trying to do. But I'm just kind of used to all that at this point because I've been playing Last Epoch for so long that I'm not used to like PoE 1 speed now. Like I'm used to LE speed, which is faster than, you know, PoE 2, but it's slower than PoE 1, right? And I don't have too much negative to say about PoE 2. I think that a lot of like the problems with PoE 2 right now is there's a bunch of customers that are ordering a like an egg salad sandwich, even though they know they don't like egg salad, and then they like complain to the chef that like this egg salad sandwich sucks. And then chef is like, but it's the vision for the egg salad sandwich to be like this. And then like, they're like, well, I want a Big Mac. And I was like, well, like, we don't want to make a Big Mac. We're not McDonald's. And we're like, well, but we want you to do that. And I was like, okay, fine. All right. We'll put a little bit of Big Mac in your egg salad sandwich. There you go. And I think it's just an argument. Like, I feel like as though it's a constant argument of people talking over each other. Like, you know, like when you have like an argument and it feels like both sides aren't listening to each other. One side is telling them like, this is the game we want to make. Right. And the other side is saying, this is the game we don't want to play. And yep. there's no conversation about that. There's just like, everyone's like, this is the game we don't want. And the other side is like, this is the game we want to make. And it's like, I don't know. There has to be some kind of like middle ground. Otherwise, it's going to be just a giant argument for the next few years.
That was a great analogy, man. That's a good synopsis of the past 4 months, dude.
Well, it's because I'm not involved directly. The thing is, like, I'm not like, so I see it from like I'm like Squidward sitting at the top of like my house watching like SpongeBob and Patrick arguing with each other. Like I'm not involved directly with it. Yeah. It's like, I'm just like, it's like, what are you guys doing over there? And I'll like look over there every so often and I'll just be like, what are you guys doing over there? It's like, then I like watch the, then I like, like, for instance, a good example is the other day, someone posted a clip of Jonathan answering some questions to, like, a random, like, journalist website. This was, like, before, like, all the Ziz interviews and all that.
Okay.
It was, like, before all that. Yeah. And they were like, oh, Jonathan's being kind of nasty in this interview or whatever. And I, like, go and watch it. I was like, dude. The man's just stressed. I'm like that. Like, literally last night, I was streaming at 4 a.m., like, answering people's questions and playing a stupid fucking minion build. And, like, what? I was going off on people. Like that's just someone who is, like, who's just really stressed out and really tired, right?
Yeah.
It was really funny to see.
No, I do agree with you. It's a non-enviable position, you know, like the Ziz interview too. Bro had, in his words, after that interview, the most disastrous launch in the history of their company. Gets in on a Monday, does this interview, and he's just freaking pissed that everything's on fire. Like, you're so right. I might get in a stressful situation in like a 5-person work interview. Imagine if you're like in a stream being watched by tens of thousands, a VOD that's going to be viewed by millions. It is a high stress scenario. It really is. So now, apt description, dude, from somebody like on the outside, that's not really uber involved in everything. It's been an interesting few months, and I think the game, like, it also just has a long way to go. It's missing so much. You know, like, it doesn't have a lot of the base classes.
They popped open the chest way too early, I think. I will say, when I was playing it, I enjoyed it. I got to maps and I killed my first few pinnacle bosses and stuff like that.
Nice.
Like the first season, I enjoyed it, but my problem was like, all right, cool. All right. I'll see you guys in a year. Yep. And a good example is like, every so often, because I've been making a bunch of ARPG videos, I'll have someone send me like a demo for an ARPG. Like, for instance, God, I don't want to throw them under the bus, but they kind of deserve it. The Dragonkin devs sent me an email to try out their game, and I played it, and I'm just like, did you like spend a day on this and then send it to me? Like, where's the game? Like, it's not there. And then, like, then I go down the rabbit hole that it's the same developer that like published Golem and like, you know,
oh, no.
Like Horses for Girls, and then like all these other games like Ring 2. I don't know if you know what Ring 2 is.
I do not.
Like, hopefully you don't. It's actually a game from like 2000 that was based on a giant like German opera that's like a multi-day opera, but they tried to do like a sci-fi twist. But the problem was like, it was really bad. It's a very bad game. and it's like actually mind numbing. And the same people who published that game are the same people who published Dragonkin the Banished and Gollum, the Gollum game that did really shit, right? The really bad one.
I knew that one. And yeah,
the rabbit hole is so long on that on that publisher, not the developer, by the way, just the publisher.
The publisher.
It's just really funny. Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and then I had another one sent it to me. I won't name this one because like I'm sure they're doing fine now. But like they sent it to me and it's like you log in, create your character, kill monster, done. And I'm just like
absolute cinema.
Like, what? Like, why are you sending it to me? We're not done yet. It's like I like, don't get me wrong, I'm cool about getting it for free and all that, but like if you want me to like actually talk about it and enjoy it,
right,
you gotta like, I don't know, make a game at least, I guess.
Yeah,
but like Kiwi 2 obviously is a game, it's a viable game right now, but they definitely like went a little bit too early on it. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff to discuss about that.
100%. Hey, I'm just glad that we have like a few decent sized titans in ARPGs now. I feel like despite all the release date drama and everything, it's still cool that we have all these games to be super excited about. Like,
well, I'm just happy that we're no longer like, so for a while in the LE community, there was the PeeWee 2 Zetgeist that was like hovering over our shoulders for so long. I'm just happy that's gone. Like that
please it's no.
come and gone. Like,
is it still happening? I'm kind of curious because I appreciated the video you did that was like, hey, I think it was called like, I don't want you to play Last Epoch right now or something. That was kind of addressing that.
Good that you liked it. A lot of people did not like that one.
Well, like I get what you were saying. Everybody was like taking the opportunity to dunk on PoE 2 and like prop up Last Epoch, and it was just like encouraging that cycle. But I felt like in this scenario, and hey, correct me if I'm totally off base here, but like with the whole D4 stuff, I feel like that was way more of a meme than what happened this time around. Like I felt like this was a lot more like
way more serious this time.
Right? They're like freaking FPoE, FPoE 2. Ellie all the way, like it's just really encouraging that anger.
It's because, and it's like, it's because a lot of them are just doing it out of spite. It's just out of spite. It's like a lot of people criticize that video, like, oh, well, what if someone wants to like, you know, use a product that's better? I'm like, no one like goes to Burger King, eats a Whopper. It's like, this Whopper sucks. I'm gonna go to McDonald's instead. Like gives a middle finger to the manager, walks out and goes to McDonald's instead. No one does that. Like realistically, like if you want to go get like a different product, you just go and enjoy it. You don't just like, you don't spit in their face. Be like, ugh, like I hate your product. I'm going somewhere else. Like, you know, the kind of people that do that, the kind of people who are like in those Karen TikToks, that's the kind of people that are like that. Like, and like, if that's how you're acting, like, I don't know.
Sound off, dude. The only part in which I disagree is every time Microsoft forces Edge upon me when I reinstall Windows, and I'm like, F you, I'm using Chrome, I'm using I'm not using Edge. I'm not edging. It's not happening. And then I get really mad.
Nice quality edging.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yep. Essentially. But I totally agree. Like, if you're just not feeling something, go try something else out. Go vibe with something else. You might love it.
I don't think it's that big of an issue.
Yeah.
It's just,
I think it was temporary. Yeah.
Well, it's just more like because I am the Ellie guy and I was streaming Ellie, everyone's like, wow, Dredd, I'm so excited to be playing Ellie now that like PoE 2 is a dumpster fire. And I'm just like, I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, dude, I still want to go play PoE 2, but because of all the fucking schedule nonsense, I don't even get to go play it.
Yep. Well, you're wholesome. You're wholesome as all hell, man. Did you have any other Last Epoch stuff that you wanted to touch on that I totally forgot to or didn't?
Not really. That's about it for the most part. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought of. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, dude, it's going to be a fun day Thursday. Are you streaming all day, I presume?
Yeah, I'm going to be streaming all month. Let's be real.
So. All month. Hell yeah. All right, but the time that it matters, especially that first weekend, guys, I'm going to have a link to Dredd's Twitch stream below. He's going to be streaming that launch day. Remember what we talked about at the beginning of the pod? It's going to be a fun launch. I think it launches like 12 p.m. Eastern time. You're going to have a ton of videos. Is there anything people should be looking out for on your channel? Like, I don't know, last minute tips and tricks, a final starter, like a big pop off for the launch that happens in just under 2 days?
Really, I do need to make the video where I rate all of the builds that I played in the past. But like, that's just like commonplace. Yeah. I'm just used to making that video.
Yeah. Well, awesome, man. This was an awesome chat. Thank you so much for talking. Hopefully you are right. 3 months from now or 4 months from now, we'll be looking at 1.3 and a whole bunch of dinos are coming our way.
Edge
for
isn't
LA.
Even that. Edge isn't even bad. I don't want to look at his PC.
wait. Is somebody actually talking about Edge being good?
Edge isn't even that bad. Edge apologist. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Edge screwed up all of my macros on my work computer, and I could never go back. So I've always I've been a Chrome boy. I probably shouldn't even be a Chrome person. I should probably swap to something else. I'm sure that there are better browsers out there. What was like Opera GX or something, or Firefox?
I use Opera, but people clown on me for it. But I use Opera because like again. I open a video game, and it doesn't kill my PC.
See? So maybe I need to try Opera. Yeah, especially when streaming. Maybe that's why the stream died earlier, because I have all these Chrome tabs open. All right, Dreadman. Well, thank you so much. I'll chat later. I'll make sure to link everything below. This has been an awesome talk. I hope the launch goes well for you, man.
It should. Thank you so much, Shry.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
See you.